Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Heatley and welcome to Townsville Local News. Checking weather first, sunny with a top of 30 degrees in Townsville today, dropping to a cool 19 tonight. Making news today, Monday, May 16. Former Australian cricketer Andrew Simmons has died. Townsville Enterprises has prioritised this year's state budget. Coalition commit millions to Riverway Stadium. And the city welcomes the World Science Festival. Let's get into it. Former Australian cricketer Andrew Simmons has died in a single car crash outside of Townsville Saturday night. Patrol Inspector Gavin Oates says he was the only person in the vehicle and it was nearby residents that raised the alarm.
I think they provided the assistance that they could at the time and as I said, they called 000 and alerted emergency services.
Investigations are ongoing. In other news, Townsville Enterprise has delivered a list of projects they'd like to see prioritised in this year's state budget. Handing it to delegates at a meeting last week, the organisation says projects like Copper String, Lansdowne Eco-Industrial Precinct and the CBD revitalisation and new housing developments have the potential to unlock billions of dollars in investment. CEO Claudia Broomsmith says, there's so much going on in the southeast, we need to fight for our region.
With the Olympics and with events and so on, so our region really needs to be top of mind to get its fair share, and that's what we're doing.
On the election front, Riverway Stadium could play host to regular Big Bash League cricket and Australian Football League matches under an election commitment made by the federal member for Herbert, Philip Thompson. It comes at a time Cricket Australia is looking for additional facilities to host major competitions while the Gabba is closed for redevelopment. A re-elected coalition government says they will provide up to $5 million in federal funding to upgrade the lights at the stadium to a standard high enough to broadcast national sporting fixtures. And the World Science Festival has come to Townsville, using experiences, challenges and activities to bring science to life. Our local school kids got to experience the festival at the Museum of Tropical Queensland on Friday before the doors opened to the public. CEO of the Queensland Museum Network, Dr. Jim Thompson, hoping it inspired the next generation.
There's sort of a view that science is pretty strict in that you operate in a lab and that's the job you get. But when you come here and you see people that are working on the reef, you see people that are working in a whole range of areas.
Let's take a look at some sport now. Our boys in blue have snagged a fifth win at Sunday's Magic Round in Brisbane against the West Tigers, 36-12. The Cowboys have now won 7 games of the season, the same amount of games they won in the entirety of the 2021 season. Winger Murray Taugalli managed to pull off a miraculous mid-air pass to Scott Drinkwater, which set fans both at Suncorp Stadium and at home into a frenzy. Next, our boys will return home to take on Melbourne Storm. Checking the QRL, for the first time in 3 years, our Blackhawks hosted the PNG Hunters at Jack Maninski Oval over the weekend. Unfortunately for our boys, round 8 was won by the visiting side, defeating our Blackhawks 42-20. Next, the Blackhawks will head south to Ipswich to take on the Ipswich Jets. And that's all for this edition of Townsville Local News. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at northqldlocalnews@sca.com.au. And for the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app. Listener.